The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
What is up? Let the madness begin. It's Chris Williams here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. If you didn't know, you can watch these podcasts on YouTube now as well. Just go to YouTube and search Cyclone Fanatic. It'll pop right up. All of our podcasts, all of our interviews covering the Cyclones. We have a massive weekend coming up for you. Jacqueline's on the ground with wrestling in Kansas City. Connor will be out in California with women's basketball. Rob Gray and I are in Omaha already as the media events will begin for men's basketball starting tonight. It is a Tuesday night. And earlier today, I did something that, to be honest, I didn't know I would ever do. I interviewed a really good buddy of mine who is coaching against the Cyclones in the NCAA tournament. He is Eric Henderson, a guy who has a long history with a lot of Iowa State people. He's the head coach at South Dakota State. One of the best dudes you will ever meet in this business. He is absolute salt of the earth. I love him like a brother. And it sucks that Iowa State has to play him and that he has to play Iowa State because there's so many connections. But it's part of competition, and it'll be a really fun opportunity for everybody to have a little reunion here. And this isn't a long podcast. Hendo's got a lot going on, as you would imagine, here at the NCAA tournament, but it was really nice of him to take 10 to 15 minutes and hang out with me, talk a little bit about his team and just, you know, what it's like for him to be going up against the Cyclones. So this is really cool. This is just a one-on-one. There's no other reporters. He was nice enough to jump on a Zoom with me earlier today, and I hope you guys enjoy getting to know him just a little bit more. Many of you probably remember him from the McDermott era, being on the bench there. And he's been an Otzelberger guy ever since, and just a couple of proud Greg McDermott guys in Otzelberger and Eric Henderson leading these two teams. But this is fun, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did. Here's my interview with South Dakota State head coach Eric Henderson. All right, guys. Well, this is a fun little, really short, cool pod that we're doing. It's cool, but I hate it as well, because one of my really good buddies, it happens to be the head coach at South Dakota State, who Iowa State drew in the NCAA tournament. Many of them, you will know his name. Many of you from the Ames community will remember Eric Henderson and his family from all the years they spent at Iowa State. And, well, Hendo, damn it, good luck, but I hope you lose. I don't even know how else to start the interview, my man. How are you?
Oh, I respect the heck out of it, to be honest with you. Like, to be frank, you know, I was like, man, I think TJ has like a, you know, he can win a national championship this year, right? And
yeah,
I'm always rooting for the Cyclones and TJ, and now I hope they lose in the first round. You know, it's like crazy. So
I was,
but anyway.
I was explaining to a friend of mine, like, just the amount of Iowa State connections on your staff. And it's crazy. I mean, like, I was in college with Glidden, you know, and like Petey, and like, it just like, it, I'm really looking forward to seeing all you guys. It's just, man, like, I just wish you were on the other side of the bracket. What was your reaction when you saw that?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was a little bittersweet, to be frank with you. Obviously you have all the excitement, still, that, you know, we're reaching our goals and dreams, right? We're yeah, playing in the ultimate experience. But then when you see it, you're playing against one of your really good buddies, and it's bittersweet. But then once you peel back the layers and stuff, you just, at the end of the day, you both put your competitive hats on, and we're both going to want to win, you know, and that's just the beauty of sport. But the relationships are so important.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about, I just want to give the background for, and I've given quite a bit of it since the draw came out, but explain to the Iowa State fans out there. We have a lot of younger ones that probably they don't remember when you and I first got started in this business, when we first hooked up. But how did you get to Iowa State and make those connections? And I know it all goes back to Greg McDermott, but dumb it down for some of us who may not know.
Yeah, pretty simply, you know, I played for Coach Mack at Wayne State back in the late 90s, and we had a bunch of success, and obviously he was moving on, and goes to North Dakota State for a year, and then U of I, and then ends up getting a Iowa State job. And you know, he asked me to come be a grad assistant there, and so I spent three awesome years there, and that's where, you know, honestly, TJ and I just connected. And he was so admirable because TJ's work ethic, his passion, his ability to build relationships. I was just a sponge, to be frank with you, and tried to learn everything I could. And, you know, my time as a GA, I was done with school, and it was just kind of time to move on. And TJ said, "Hey, Hendo, why don't you go to this little place in Wisconsin?" So he had worked there. And so I went there for 5 years. And then he always told me, you know, "Hey, Hendo, when I get my head coaching job, I want you to be on my staff." And sure enough, you know, he gets the South Dakota State job. And I just felt like, you know, TJ was my guy, and I knew he'd always look out for me. He's done that and then some, to be frank with you. The opportunities that he's given me in this profession and where I'm at, I'm forever grateful. And obviously when he moves on, I'm able to, you know, take over the job, and I'm just a really blessed dude, man.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. My co-host asked me the other night, he goes, "What do you know about South Dakota State?" And I was like, "Too much." 'Cause I think I've watched them play the second most of any team in the country. Okay. Here's what I admire about you, what you've done. And I would say the same thing about TJ. You guys both, like, I feel like college basketball has changed a little bit for the good coaches, where it's not necessarily this is my system, this is exactly how we do it every year. Your team, correct me if I'm wrong, you're playing a little more defense than you guys have, right? You're a little stylistically different. I think we haven't talked about this. I think you've done a really good job of dictating what your team's doing to the talent that you have on your team. And that's the big thing I would say with Iowa State this year too, right? I mean, you go from playing this disgusting beat them up style to, well, they're still doing that, but their tempo is a lot faster. I guess, can you walk me through the evolution of South Dakota State? 'Cause it just, for me, coach, and I don't study you guys, I just watch you like a fan with my Jack shirts on. I need a few more of those, by the way.
Well, you'll get hooked up.
Okay. Mine are old school. But I guess tell me the evolution of your program, because it looks a lot different than that 2022 team that we all watched in the tournament.
Yeah, there's no – I mean, that team that we had in 2022, you're right. Offensively, we were – you know, we led the country in three-point field goal percentage. Mm-hmm. Offensive efficiency was really, really high. And we just really – that's what we hung our hat on. You know, we were good defensively, but you know, the last year and a half, the strides that we've made on the defensive end have been incredible. You know, honestly, even at the beginning of this year, C-Dub, it was, we had some tough stretches, man. We weren't easy to watch. We weren't playing all that well at times. And we tweaked some things, what we were doing on the defensive end. And it just, honestly, it put our guys in a better position to be successful. We didn't do a good job early. And we were able to make some adjustments. Our guys bought into it. Of course, they have to, are the ones that have to play with the energy, effort, and enthusiasm, right? And so they did that. They bought into it, and it carried us down the stretch, man. We were very, very solid defensively. We were making the other team earn everything they get, but we'll have our hands full on Thursday. I know that, like you said, how TJ's evolved his team even through the last couple of years. I mean, there's, you know, a couple of years ago they've always been tough, but sometimes they were hard to watch on that offensive end, right?
Brutal.
But that's not the case anymore, man. They have a lot better player movement. The ball movement is incredible, and obviously that point guard there is just pretty special.
Yeah. What do you when you've scouted them? I know you won't give too much away here on a Cyclone podcast, since we're the enemy today. What stands out to you when you scout Iowa State? That'll be a, you know, tough challenge for the Jacks.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts. It's still, even though they've improved so much on the offensive end, it all starts with their defensive energy and how they really dictate what they're going to give up. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of teams, you know, they have a plan going into it, but TJ and their staff does such a terrific job of dictating what they allow. And that's where it starts. And obviously their ability to create turnovers, we have to take care of the basketball better than we have all year, to give ourselves a fighting chance, you know, and, and, uh, but we're excited for that challenge, you know. And then offensively, when they are creating those turnovers, it just helps with that pace of play for them. And then, like I said, even when in the half court, their player movement, I think the way they move the ball has improved so much in the last, you know, since, you know, last year for sure, but probably even throughout the year.
The guy who stands out about you guys is it's no secret, it's Zeke. I mean, he's one of the best mid-major guards in all of college basketball. This guy's a freaking stud. And anytime you have one of those guys, Coach, you got a shot at an upset in the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament was made for guys like this. Tell us about your star guard. He's averaging a hair over 18 points a game, and he's really come on strong at the end of the year as well.
Yeah, he really has. And C-Dub, we got older guards, you know.
Yeah, you do.
And we got, you know, and that helps. I mean, and so that's a huge deal. And a lot of these guys have experienced the NCAA tournament before. And so that's really important. And Luke Apple's a Marshalltown, Iowa guy.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a unique player, right? And so we're excited. You know, we are excited for the challenge. We know, you know, TJ, they're playing as good as anybody in the country. And what they did at the Big 12 tournament was nasty, right? And so we understand we got a challenge. But like you said, with Zeke, he's a very dynamic player. He has the ability to create for others, but also, you know, he understands when our team needs him to score, he can do it. And he's really, really good off the bounce. He can hide behind screens and shoot. He's a multi-talented player that can really impact the game in multiple ways.
I've watched it from a fan standpoint, but what would you say, Coach? Because I was watching in December. Turned it off a few times. I'm just kidding with you.
You shut up.
what I guess what flipped behind the scenes that made you guys went on a really nice winning streak there. I think it was in like February, and it was like, okay, the Jacks are back. You roll through, you find yourself in the tournament. I think you knew you had this talent, but what flipped to show the results on the scoreboard?
Well, I think a couple things. Like I said, defensively, we were able to tweak a few things and put our guys in a little bit better position to be successful. And then they just bought into that too. You know, they ultimately they're the ones that have to make sure it happens. And so they were all on board for it. And then offensively, you know, I think we started to share the ball a little bit more too. You know, I think we started to trust each other and just understand, you know, we got a lot of older guys on this team and it's their last go around. And you don't have to do it by yourself. Let's really enjoy this. Let's trust each other and let's make a heck of a run. And that's what they've done. So, you know, just those tweaks defensively a little bit and then offensively just being able to share the basketball a little bit better. We were able to get a little bit more player movement and it really helped us. And we just got confidence in each other. And, you know, we've won 8 in a row and I'm just really proud of how our guys are really competing and really playing together.
Last thing, and this is fun because I know you got to run. The one thing I've learned over the years going to Brookings, and then I've been to your conference tournament a few times, is I think that Iowa State and South Dakota State fans are so much alike. It's crazy. Like I remember the first time I ever went to the Summit tournament, and I was in that like Sheraton or whatever, and I didn't know anybody, and I was looking for Otz's dad, I think, and I couldn't find him, and like. So I just start blending in with these South Dakota State people. And I had one of the most fun nights of my entire life talking to people. You've been at both places. Am I wrong? Or are these like these groups of humans? Like, I just think there's going to be a lot of people having fun out in Omaha together. I would encourage you, if you're an Iowa State fan listening, go talk to a Jacks fan because you probably have a lot in common. Do you agree?
Oh, you're spot on, brother. I mean, the people at both places are incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I've been, you know, to that Big 12 tournament in Kansas City and how the support there, and like you said, they're hey, they love good basketball, they love a good time, right?
And farming,
they're the same. Yeah and farming, yeah. And heck, what's different in Sioux Falls during the Summit League tournament? They love their Jacks, they love to have a good time, and they love to farm. So life's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's I've always said that Summit tournament is like a mini Big 12 tournament in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's electric down there, man. It really is.
I think if anybody's just a college basketball fan, you go for the last couple of days there. And I love how they do the men and the women back to back. And it's just a It's a cool event. I love you, man. I wish that my clones weren't going to have to beat up on you. I'm just giving you crap. Best of luck, my friend. This is it sucks, but it's also fun. I'm glad to get to see all you guys, and best of luck on Thursday night. All right, bud.
You're the man, C-Dub. I appreciate you, brother.